Masechet Menachot, Perikud Bet, Mishnah, Dalad, and last Mishnah, we mentioned that the minimum amount of a mincha is one isaron of flour. In this Mishnah, we'll talk about the maximum that a single voluntary mincha can contain. Mishnah says, Mitnadev adam mincha shel shishim isaron umevi bekli echad. A person could donate a mincha up to 60 isaron of flour and bring it in one utensil as a single mincha. V'imamar hare alai shishim be'ehad, mevi shishim bekli echad, ve'ehad bekli echad. If a person made a declaration that he accepts upon himself to bring 61 isaron as a mincha offering, he brings 60 isaron in one utensil and one isaron in another utensil. They have to be brought as two separate minahot. The largest amount of flour that can be brought in a single mincha is 60 isaron. Sheken sibur mivi biyom tov harishon shel hag shehal lihiyot b'shabbat shishim ve'ehad. The reason for this maximum over here of 60 in one mincha is because what we see on the first day of Sukkot, when there is the maximum amount of musaf offerings. How it works on Sukkot is on the first day, 13 bulls are offered, second day, 12 bulls, and it goes down every single day of Sukkot. So on the first day of Sukkot, when the maximum amount of korbanot are brought, and with each korban, you have two isaron or three isaron, or even one isaron on some of them, and you end up with a maximum and the highest possibility on this type of combination day, Shabbat, first day of Sukkot, with 61 isaron of flour being brought to accompany the musaf offerings. So since on a communal level we bring 61, dayo, says the Mishnah, la yahid shehe pachot min hasibur ehad. It's the right thing for the individual to be one less than the community. The community offerings are looked at as a higher level, and you shouldn't go beyond what the community is doing. So therefore, we'll say the maximum is one less than that. Rabbi Shimon is going to challenge that rationale. Amar Rabbi Shimon, v'halo, elu laparim ve'elu lakevasim, says Rabbi Shimon, the 61 isaron that are offered on Sukkot, some of the isaron are brought for the bulls and the rams, and others are brought for the lambs. The enam nichlalim ze'im zeh, and they're not mixed with each other. They're separate menachot for separate animals that are being brought. Yeah, the 61 in total, but they're all separate into different entities. It's not like one mincha is being offered with 61 isaron. So Rabbi Shimon is challenging the rationale of the Tanakama. So he says we can't learn that an individual can't bring a single mincha of more than 60 from that, because the 61 isaron are not being brought from a single mincha. So how are we learning it from that reason? So therefore he says, Ela ad shishim yecholim lehibalel. The reason that 60 isaron is the limit, you're not allowed to bring more than that in a single utensil, is because 60 isaron of oil and flour could be mixed. More than 60 isaron of oil and flour cannot be mixed. We have a opinion of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov earlier on, who said that one log of oil is required for any mincha, no matter how many isaron of flour it contains. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon is going to say that one log of oil is able to blend together with the mincha only up to 60 isaron. But when it's more than 60 isaron, one log of flour is not going to have the ability to gain contact with everything there. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, the reason that you can't have more than 60 for an individual mincha is because the oil won't get mixed with all the flour. Hachamim questioned the explanation of Rabbi Shimon. Amru lo, shishim niblalim, shishim ve'ehad en niblalim? They said to him, do you really think that 60 isaron could be mixed with 61 can't be mixed? Does that one extra isaron make such a difference? Amar lahem, kol midot hachamim ken. Say to Bishimon, all the measurements of the hachamim were this way. They give it in very precise terms, and even a small little difference could cause the mitzvah to become a problem, to become invalid. Hachamim are not saying that every single measurement that they give is accurate exactly, that 60 isaron could be mixed but 61 can't. A little bit extra is not going to really change things, but since we can't have complete accuracy, Hachamim have to sort of set the line at a certain place. whatever you pick is going to become arbitrary. You have to find a fixed place that you're going to set it, and past that's going to become a problem. So according to how Rabbi Shimon is understanding it, this is the way Hachamim work. We pick a certain maximum, and that's going to be the maximum, regardless exactly of how the Metziut is going to be. The Arba'im Se'ah Hu Tovel, the Arba'im Se'ah Hasir Kortov, he's going to bring an example. A person could dip in a mikveh that's 40 se'ah of water. If it's 40 se'ah of water minus a kortov is a tiny amount, which is basically saying it's not 40 se'ah, it's 39.99 se'ah of water. That doesn't work. He cannot dip himself in that type of mikveh and have it purify him. So we see such a small amount of water, according to the rationale, the hachamim, it shouldn't make any difference either. So that's how the Mishmah is answering them up. He's saying, but we do see Hachamim, they say, if you have 40 se'ah, then minus one drop, it's an invalid mikveh. So measurements of Hachamim were stated in very exact terms in order for things to make sense. The Olah and Shelamim offerings are brought with wine, which is known as the Nesachim. The amount of wine depends on the type of animal brought. For a lamb, 3 lugin of wine is poured with it. For a ram, 4 lugin, and for a bull, 6 lugim. A person could also donate a wine offering on his own without an animal being brought together with it. This wine is offered similar to how the Nesachim would be offered when they're being brought together with an animal korban. We'll learn how much wine a person could donate on its own without it being accompanied by an animal. En mitnadebim log. A person is not allowed to donate 1 log, 2 lugim, or 5 lugim. These amounts are never brought along with an animal offering. Therefore, you can't bring them 1, 2, or 5 lugim. Since they never have an animal like that, they have to match up in some way. But you're allowed to donate 3 lugim, 4 lugim, or 6 lugim, or any amount higher than 6 lugim, because these amounts are brought along with one or more animal offerings. These are brought when it comes to different combinations of animals. So therefore, if you donated these amounts as nesachim on their own, it would be something that you could do. Even more than 6 lugim is something that's okay, because a combination of different numbers, 3, 4, and 6 together, if they were different animals, would have multiple lugin being brought on those higher numbers. So therefore, that becomes something that's okay.